So we're gonna take your question, and then I'm gonna have to wrap things up because it's late. Tell us your name again. I've met you.
Scott Norman.
Scott.
Yes,
we're
back downtown.
Yes, good to see you.
I'm actually developmentally delayed. I got better through, in fact, my old five-phase Chinese medicine. But I didn't get that till I was, unfortunately, because of the psych drugs when I was a kid. It's all politics. Okay, it's all politics. Okay. I have certain physiological symptoms, which is one reason, the main reason I was late today. I studied with Stephen. I never finished ninth grade, couldn't pay tuition, but I was invited to study with Stephen Dunn in 77. See, I grew up without sensory input, normal people, or is that said in a washing machine? And so I learned through the, I learned from and to work through words. Basically, I really want to, and by the way, if anybody's heard of Sable 11, I was one of that foolish bunch of people, and I'll do it again tomorrow, who got arrested near the house of Judge Sable. Over 200 people turned tail on that, but 11 of us got arrested, and I almost lost my life in the Philly jail because they disregard your disability. If you have one, they take all the info in this one. I'm having trouble publishing because I'm so marginal and poor and living in somewhere in New Jersey in dysfunctional housing. I can't, right now, I can't even take my flash key, my flash drive, put it in the computer and print out the poem. Can't even do that. I have to go to somebody else's computer. That's how bad it is. You know, we're talking about grassroots. I've run a project for 22 years, 22 and a half. Taking food to people, taking clothes, whatever. I deliver over 2 tons of food a year from the South Jersey Regional Food Bank from Land County to families in need. And I had a gig. I read with that for tonight. I had one gig at the Painted Bride because I was so vilely mistreated by Lamont Brown Steptoe that they could not deny
it. Scott, you've got to stop this show.
My dream was
now, fuck you, because we went through this last month at Moonstone.
Yeah,
you attack Lamont every fucking chance you get. You need to shut the fuck up about it.
No, you're talking about
15 years ago on Thursday. No, hear what's wrong. Because you don't have to shut your fucking mouth up somehow. 15 years ago, it's got nothing to do with Lamont anymore.
Now we know we're Philadelphia power.
Yes. Scott, CA. Nothing to do with this.
We appreciate your feelings. I just want to say, first of all,
that's how I got the venue because I couldn't deny the horrible things done to me.
All right. Yeah. Next, you'll be talking about trying to stab Daniel Pryor. I'm sick of that.
I don't want to get too huggy feely just yet. But we're going to try to go forgiveness in here. But
a chance to work.
Okay.
Okay. People who have worked with me have complimented me. I've supported many projects in this town, especially
all right, Scott.
Oasis Arts, which was negotiating with the arts.
Okay, yeah, that's a different conversation.
Right, but I'm saying I supported them,
Scott, can I ask you one question?
No. I want to work and get over the prejudice and the slanders of people such as Stephen.
I understand you're the one that comes slander. Stabbed Daniel Pryor in the fucking heart at a reading 10 years ago.
Unexpected fireworks.
You are fucking racist.
Okay, so Scott, I'm sorry.
I've been having this argument
for
almost 20 years now.
All right, next month, November 8th. What's the date? 14th, I think it is. Number 8th. No, 8th.
Wow.
Miss Lies, Frank Walsh, Frank Sherlock.
And I will be the other name.
Angel.
The made-up name.
Ashraf Osman.
All right. All right. All right.
fold them.
They got a, yeah, they got a different room.
Oh, yeah, get on.